Welcome to our pre-show. Wait a minute. Welcome to our pre-show. Yeah, baby. It is the 28th. God damn, October's over. And then comes Halloween. And then the first of the month. And then whatever the fuck else America has to offer. And don't worry about it. We'll get through it, okay? We'll live. We'll survive. We'll do what we got to do. Whatever the fuck that is. We will do what we got to do. You know, I know what I got to do. I got to get a show done here. Now, today is Monday, and what we're going to do is a couple of Kenny Slegg. It's a class. It's an encore day, and I haven't gone back. I go back either to the Classic Radio Show or we go back a year, but in this one, we're going to go back about 9 years to 2015. Nine fucking years, man, which would have put me at about, it was 2015, yeah. Wow. So, well back. And we're going to look at a couple of shows of a character that I used to do. And we wrote him out of the show because he got arrested. And I think he's in prison now for various crimes against nature. Kenny Slegg. We'll probably bring Kenny back. He talks like this. I'm Kenny Slegg. And he used a lot of sound effects from his Apple sound effects library in the iPhone as ways of, I'll give you an example. Well, you'll hear it on the show, but... we would intro things and outro things. For instance, where are the sounds? I'm like this. Wait a minute, man. God damn it. Don't turn it down, bitch. Turn it the fuck up. Turn it up. I'm Kenny Slegg. Kenny Slegg. That kind of shit.
Kenny Slegg talks to you about masturbation.
Hi, I'm Kenny Slegg. That kind of shit. Where's the one that I... The one that I really loved was Down on the River or some shit. They've changed them, man. They fucked them up, man. They used to have some really groovy ones. Then here are the ones that I actually, in my phone, that have... These have been on my phone forever. I should make that my ringtone. Yeah. I like this one. That fired off in the middle of, I was doing a New Girl episode, and Lamorne Morris was in in the scene, and I didn't turn my phone off, and off came, you know, and he was laughing his fucking ass off at that one. Lamorne, I don't know if you're listening. You may remember that, I don't know. All right, so, how do I use Holler? That's my ringtone, so why in the fuck is it not on the phone, bitch? Why is something else there? Huh? That pisses me off big time. So, phone, fuck. Okay, that's the one that I want, phone, here it is. Notification banner, Wi-Fi responding, call forwarding live since, where's the fucking, okay, so that'll be the ringtone. That's a riot, man. So that'll be the ringtone. Right, yeah. Phone, incoming, notifications, search, sounds. Yeah, that's it. Cool. Very cool. All right, anyway. Welcome, 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 welcome. Good to see you guys. We just finished watching the Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story. Have you seen this? I know you're probably sick of the story, but... And I don't recommend the documentary. I actually recommend the dramatic interpretation of it, starring really good actors. I couldn't tell you the names of any of them. Nathan Lane plays Dominic Dunn, and surprisingly, he's not as strong as everybody else is in this really terrific show about the Menendez brothers and the murdering of their parents, why they murdered them, what had gone on in that family. And I got to tell you, I won't even tell you what's in it, but I believe their motivation was just. It sounds insane, but you have to watch this. Also, you should know that the district attorney for Los Angeles, Gascon, wants to reopen. He wants to resentence them, making them eligible for parole immediately. That he believes they've been model prisoners, that they are rehabilitated, and even though their sentence was for parole, life without the possibility of parole. He wants it reevaluated. He wants them to have immediate parole. And my understanding is a lot of this is based on the recent documentary and recent evidence that's come to light. One of the pieces of evidence that came to light was that Menendez, the father, Jose Menendez, according to the stated, testimony or the statements of a former member of the boy band Menudo. Now, Jose Menendez had been an executive RCA Records. This man, who was a member of this group, Menudo, claims that he was sexually abused or assaulted by Menendez. So there's some corroboration there to what the Menendez brothers were claiming had happened to them. And so, the renewed interest in this case is pretty interesting. I don't know, man. There was a time you didn't believe, men were not believed. It was recently as the 80s and 90s, believe it or not, they thought that boys couldn't really be sexually assaulted or molested, that they were making it up. You believe that? That was the thinking. And I'll tell you, even then, when I was listening to this case unfold for the first time at that period in my life, I thought they were liars. And I thought they were just out to get their parents' money. And I thought they were a couple of spoiled rich boys. And I thought they were a couple of psychopaths. I did. I thought everything that everybody else thought, I thought. Because it just looked that way, you know? And the stuff about their father sexually abusing them, even though it came out in such a way as to, it didn't come out in a way that you had pathos for them. It didn't come out in a way that you really wanted to, you felt for them. It came out in a way where you think they're lying. Ah, bullshit. That kind of thing, you know? Now, my thinking's changed. And not that I was on the jury or I was the judge or anything. Phil Henry couldn't have done jack shit about it one way or the other. But there were people that could. Their attorney, one of their attorneys, Leslie Abramson, does not have good things to say about this movie, about this limited series. It doesn't exactly make her look like the brightest bulb in the tree. By the same token, it does make her look like a fighter, like she really fought for them. So I don't know really what specifically her problem was. I mean, in some instances, it made her look like she was a bit manipulative, perhaps. But it does, I mean, it essentially says, yeah, you know, bad shit happened to these guys at the hands of this fucking despicable father and mother. She was culpable. That they conceivably were just let's kill them. Let's kill them. And what was the real, it wasn't that they all of a sudden realized, hey, we were sexually abused, let's kill them. Apparently the motivation immediate was that they were written out of the will, that their father had essentially said, fuck you, you are not entitled to anything. And they'd been through all this shit. And that pushed them over the edge and they killed them. Anyway, you decide if you want. Okay, we're going to go into our Kenny Slag stuff.